If you say yes to this, I know that you are a liar. I don't mean for it to sound negative, but what I mean is, would you take your debit card out of your, I don't know, your wallet, your purse, your pocketbook, and use this ATM?
This is an ATM where once you put in your debit card, it'll take a picture of you, and it'll put your bank account balance on the leaderboards, and it'll rank you among other Art Basel guests to see who has the most money. Currently, number one is $2.9 million.
What the fuck?
It goes all the way down. I've seen it all the way to like number 79 with $0. A couple of people have $0, but it is just insane. It's a really popular ATM here, as you can see. People are hesitant to put their card in there.
Dumbass.
I want a lawsuit! I want a fucking lawsuit right now, motherfucker!
Good morning, you deplorables. For some reason today I felt like wearing the hashtag free snowy shirt. I got a little jealous of Cosmic always wearing a damn shirt. And I have, to be honest with you, I couldn't find it. Not realizing it was folded up in the chair right next to me. Anyway, what's going on, guys? We got a good live stream planned for tonight, man. A lot of interesting stuff. Really, really, really interesting stuff. If you're not on the live stream, remember to go to Telegram and just go to @PatriotClubBot, all one word, @ PatriotClubBot. Sign up, become a member of Dr. Patriot Club, and you're in good company. Also, just make sure you're subscribed on, you know, Rumble, BitChute, Brighteon, Locals, all under the name Dr. Patriot, one word. Or if you're on Truth Social, just @RealDrPatriot. I don't like saying follow. I say subscribe. Because we only follow Christ. That's it. I don't like when people say that. I have 100,000 followers. Blasphemy. Anyway. Let's get into the first couple stories. And one links directly to the other one. But let's start here. Now this one you can't make up. While the corrupt DOJ special counsel look into Biden's crimes, starts up, FBI Director Chris Wray will be dining in Davos at the WEF, World Economic Forum. How did this guy get an invitation? And for what exactly? Is this about climate change? It's all bullshit, right? But this ties into this. Buster sent this to me. Swiss Army sends 5,000 plus soldiers to guard Davos globalist elite. When the globalist elites fly to Davos, Switzerland, in the coming days to prepare for the World Economic Forum annual meeting, they will be far from alone as they step off their private jet transports and into the fleet of waiting limousines. Now, here's the thing. Buster's question was very similar to mine. If you feel like you need an army, because I'm sorry, but 5,000 people, that's a damn army. If you feel like you need an army to protect you, what are they going to be announcing? You understand what I mean? What are you going to announce where you feel as if you need an army to protect you? Do you know what I mean, bro? I don't know, guys. It's just a thought. And also, I just want to get this one out of here, too. Remember the girl that said Trump raped her at Berghoff Goodman, remember, in Manhattan? Any way to try to get him. Clinton-appointed judge rejects Trump's motion to dismiss E. Jean Carroll's sexual assault lawsuit. Okay, so mind you, Trump was president for 4 years, and apparently the guy was, what, a rapist the whole time? Yeah, I know, because he has to rape women. But, of course, they're not going to let it go, because any way they could bring him down, that is exactly how they're going to do it. The corruption never stops. Never. Anyway, guys, I forgot who. Oh, Mike sent this one to me. And listen to the information. And if you choose to accept it, then by all means. But I found this very, very, very interesting. Have a listen.
Hey, what's going on? It's me again. You know what time it is. Quick question. Can we stop celebrating New Year's in the middle of winter? First, we don't need calendars to tell us when the new year begins. The new year begins whenever the first seeds bear the first fruit and flowers. Second, King Numa Pompilius, or Emperor of Rome, Rome again, is the grandfather of the Gregorian calendar that we still follow to this day, and he only added January and February so that we could align our calendars with the lunar year because that's how they worshipped. Three, we all watching this video probably speak basic Latin, basic Spanish. We understand octo, ocho, octopus, octagon mean eight. We understand nueve, nove, novente mean 9, 9, and 90. We understand diez, dec, decimal, decagon mean 10. If octo, nove, and dec mean 8, 9, and 10, then why are October, November, and December our 10th, 11th, and 12th months? They shifted three. You understand? So if we shift three from December, that's January, February, March, meaning March, the beginning of spring, i.e. when the first seeds bear the first fruit and flowers, is when the new year really begins. You understand? And it goes on to say that if we start from March, let's count. March, April, May, June, July is the fifth month. August is the sixth month. September is the seventh month again. October is the eighth month again. November is the ninth month again. And December is the 10th month again, ending the year and starting back over in March. The thing that we don't understand is that all of our days do not have the same time. All of our days are not the same length, are not the same duration. This is why the summer solstice is not the same day every year. There is not the same amount of time in every year. There's not the same amount of time in every day. This is a provable fact. Which is why June 29th this year, during the summer solstice, we had the shortest day ever in recorded history, right after we had three supermoons and two eclipses, but right before they fired the Large Hadron Particle Collider. They want us to be giving our New Year's affirmations during the time of Nimrod's birthday, or the celebrations of Saturnalia and Marduk, which are Babylonian practices, so that we can misappropriate our vibrations. We're supposed to be giving our New Year's affirmations and manifestational vibrations when the earth is giving the vibration to create life in spring when we bear fruit. Do we understand these things? And I love you, so I'm gonna tell you the truth. So can we please stop wasting these New Year's affirmations? Can we please stop wasting this manifestational energy? Can we please stop even giving this Christmas thing a shot? But that's a whole nother question. That's a whole nother video. But at the same time, I love y'all today. I don't know if anybody told you today, but I love you. I love you. I love you first. And if I did love you first, then I'm up one. So with everything that's been said, I love you. I love you. And I love you. Unconditional love, infinite light, always connect all things. And I'll talk to you soon.
Now, I'm not going to lie. That's not my area of expertise per se. But in the live stream tonight, guys, I need everybody to, if I have to play it again tonight, and then you guys pick it apart for me, please do. But for everybody that's not in a live stream, just leave it in the comments what you think. You think he's full of it? Kind of makes sense to me. Makes sense. You know what else makes sense? When your child is totally normal, then he goes and gets a vaccine, and then that same normal child that you just had the day before is somebody completely different.
It's okay. Hey everybody, Dr. Baker. Want to do this video because this little guy just came into the office to get his first adjustment. And yesterday he was looking at his dad. Yesterday he's responding to his dad. Today I look at him and I go, hey buddy. And I'm trying to get him to look at me, and he just continues to look off like he's doing right now. And so I think he's probably looking at lights, that kind of stuff. But when one day he responds to his parents, and the very same day that he gets vaccinated, he won't respond to his parents, and he doesn't look at anything, and he just stares off. Listen, I've been saying for years that when I take care of a child who is vaccinated versus non-vaccinated, the non-vaccinated children look me in the eye and connect with me.
Or how about you just do not put any type of poison into your child? How about that? When I have another child, you think I'm letting them inject him or her with anything? My state, it's a religious exemption. We don't take that shit. We don't do that shit. That's sad. Next, you know, that little poor baby that you just saw right there, they're going to say he's autistic. And that's how it starts. Thank your friend Bill Gates for that one. That shit is so frustrating to see, man. Poor kids. They did nothing to deserve this. I remember my oldest daughter, I remember bringing her to get her first vaccine. I didn't know anything about this. This is back in 2011. And I remember even back then thinking to myself, why are there so many? You know, I think I got like chicken pox and maybe influenza when I was a baby. But that was it. I don't know. That's messed up. This next one is messed up, but not as much as, you know, well, actually, you know what, anything to do with fucking with children, whether it be fucking with their minds, you know, psychologically, is fucked up. But do you guys remember when Pete Homosexual, I mean, Booty Gage's husband was reading at Pride Camp to these kids like this? You remember this?
Typical gay camp.
One camp.
Full of pride.
Indivisible. With affirmation and equal rights for all.
Watch
your heads.
What the fuck?
Oh!
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's not like indoctrination or something. Surely that's not indoctrinating your kids, telling them, hey man, it's actually fun to be gay. In fact, the people that are straight, they're weird. You don't think so? However, Keith and Kevin, the Hodge twins, they came up with a better version of a homosexual national anthem. Watch.
I mean, we got to come up with something good, man. We pledge allegiance to put a hand on their chest. What do they do, man? Just put your hand on his chest, because they're, like, sick and twisted like that.
No, they do.
Oh. What the hell you doing?
They got that finger up their ass. And then they start pledge allegiance by singing YMCA. Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there. I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Oh, it's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything a man enjoys. You can hang out all with boys.
That's enough. I'm tired. That's enough.
Take my fingers out, man.
Hey, man. That scene will... That, oh man, that will never not be funny. Oh man. Indoctrinating the kids. Be gay, it's cool, be gay. Really? Obviously, Keith and Kevin were just fucking around. They were mocking these people with pride for all. Isn't that one of the seven deadly sins? You ever think about the name gay pride? They deliberately put one of the seven deadly sins in their whole movement. It's Gay Pride Month. We're proud and gay. Get the fuck away from me. You ever been to one of these homosexual parades? Ew. The damn, what do you call it, little truck will be going by. You see, like, you know, two dudes going down on one dude. Right there for all to see. And even though it's, I guess you could call it, indecent exposure, or I don't know what the hell a cop could charge you with. They're too afraid. Because guess what? If a cop sees it and says, hey, you're under arrest, then he's homophobic. And now he could possibly lose his job. This is America. 2023. Anyway, guys, this video I wanted to show you, and this is for any one of you that... I know this one a lot of people are not going to like. This video is for my subscribers that still indulge in soda. You know? Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Sprite, Mountain Dew. Hey, man, not going to lie to you. I drank it my whole life. After I moved up here, changed my diet, left all the fast food alone. We don't touch any of that shit anymore, but let's just stick with soda for a second. I forgot who the hell sent me this one. And I've seen many videos on it before, but this one was, what the hell? This is Coca-Cola. And this is what happens if you boil it.
Okay, but the panel is in the Corsair and Chudavaka, and there is no Chudai material and it was some of the Katana and Kuitia.
Number Coca Cola, the Telepulu, which only Kiana, and then what should we change the room? A timer would come on the top. I will be able to get a little bit of a
That shit looked like graphene.
ദേ നമ്മുടെ കൊക്കോകോള തിളപ്പിച്ച് കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് ബാക്കി വന്ന കേട്ടോ. ഇതെന്താ ടാറ് പോലെ ഇരിക്കുന്നുണ്ട്, ടാറാന്ന് തോന്നുന്നു. നമ്മുടെ കൊക്കോകോള ചൂടാക്കി ചൂടാക്കി ഈ അവസ്ഥയിൽ എത്തിയിട്ടുണ്ട് കേട്ടോ. ഇത് നമ്മളത്
Yo, that shit turned into tar. You heard him say it several times. I don't know what language he was speaking, but certain words I can make out. He said tar, as in what the streets are made out of. If you drink any of these soft drinks or whatever the hell you want to call them, sodas, or depending on where you live in the country, pop. I remember when I lived in Kansas, these people used to go into, the hell do they call it? I don't know. It's like a famous chain down there. You know, gas stations. And people used to just come in, mostly women, overweight women. And they used to get a fucking thing of soda like this. It was only like $1.25. And they would just put it in their car and just sip on it all damn night. Driving around with it. And even back then, I was like, that can't be healthy. That cannot be healthy for you. Like, what the hell? I don't know. Another thing that you guys should stop drinking, if you do, I know a lot of you are going to hate me for this one. This is an oldie, but since I have so many new people, it's really a goodie. This is another thing that you should not touch ever. That's crazy. I know a lot of you are going to try some of that shit at home. I don't have any energy drinks, so I can't try it. Neither will I buy any to try it. But I've already come to the conclusion very long time ago that that shit cannot possibly be good for you. Hmm. Like, what chemicals are in it? They never have to tell you. But it is what it is, guys. I'll see you in the live stream. I'm going to leave everything else for tonight. I love you all. I'm going to leave you guys with some quick comedy. Well, the commentary is comedy. The act itself is repulsive. But I'll see you guys in the live stream tonight. I love you all, but let's laugh just a little bit.
Just when you thought humanity and social media couldn't sink any lower, welcome to the bottom of the barrel. That's right, Princess What Is Morality thought having a photo shoot in front of her dead father's casket would be a good idea. Oh yeah, it's not just one photo, not just two photos, not three, not even four. It's an entire photo shoot. Butterfly, fly away. R.I.P. Poppy, you were my best friend, a life well lived. Yeah, what a tribute. I'm sure even the Addams family thinks you're a weirdo. But, you know, they say everyone mourns differently. Yeah, apparently some express it by going to the movie theater the next day to show off the outline of their ass crack. Apparently she deleted her social media account after these photos spread. So you gotta imagine the backlash woke her up to her poor taste in photos. Who am I kidding? Of course it didn't. There is nothing wrong with what I posted, and I stand by that. That's nice. In that case, you should have took some bonus photos on top of the casket as they lowered it into the grave. Or is that where you crossed the line? I mean, where's the next photo shoot gonna be? The intensive care unit with your dying grandfather? Then what, the autopsy room? Why not expand your horizons and do one at the Holocaust Museum? No, never mind. This one beat you to it.
Huh? Yeah.
Looks like we found your soulmate. Why don't you guys link up and do a photo shoot together at the 9/11 memorial next? Or how about the grave site of the Cambodian genocide? You could have a twerk off in the skull pit. Yeah, then you could go show the locals the photo so they can add you both to the skull collection, you clueless fucking slob jobs.